You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Squarely in the red, or carrément dans le rouge. This slogan represents the widespread personal debt that students face in Quebec. It also explains the symbol students and their allies use to identify themselves as standing with the strike movement. That is, a little red fabric square attached to their person by a safety pin. Right now, student unions representing nearly 200,000 students are on strike across the province. The vast majority of them say they won't cease the strike until the Quebec Liberal government of Jean Charest cancel a tuition increase of 75%. The increase appeared in that government's recent budget and would amount to an additional $1,625. Rushdie Mehreen is a graduate student and is on the strike committee of the Concordia University Mobilization Squad. She joins us by phone in Montreal. Hello, Rushdie, and welcome to Vancouver Cooperative Radio.
Thank you for inviting me.
So when most news reports and major media cover the student strike, they seem to constantly remind us that Quebec has among the lowest tuition in Canada. What impact does a 75% tuition hike have on students?
Yeah, well, in short, this increase will deter more than 30,000 students from enrolling in university. So that's the first main impact. And second, this increase actually destroys the tradition that has been building up since late 60s of having accessible education.
Student unions representing 200,000 students across Quebec, and you're at Concordia. Who is currently on strike at Concordia?
At Concordia, all of graduate students are on strike. There are 6,000 of them since last Monday, so from the 12th. Before that, from the 5th, there were many other departments and faculty students were on strike. That was totaling up to about another 6,000 of them. And as of Thursday the 15th, all of Concordia is on strike. So CSU, which is the Concordia Student Union that represents undergrad students as well as grad students, are on strike. There has been some kind of opt-out. Business students opted out, even though the process is questionable the way they've done it. Easily we are about 27,000 students who are on strike.
So describe the past few days on campus. What is the atmosphere like on Concordia right now?
All of Concordia, except the business students, undergrads, are on strike. It's pretty festive. Thursday we had demonstrations. We blocked partially one of the main streets of Montreal, which is Maisonneuve, because our building is right there. So there are picket lines. We had closed the doors, and the pickets were in front, and there were slogans, there were banners and stuff, basically asking government to withdraw this increase and make education accessible for everyone. Quebec has this tradition of that's the reason why the Quebec has lowest tuition fee, because they have always fought to have accessible education, and the system in Quebec is unique because we have the college system after secondary, so it actually and it's a free system. That is contrary to or different from the rest of Canada. So this is what we have been demanding, and we are making sure the strike is effective, because we want to put pressure on the university and on the government that students are on strike and we won't go back to school. We won't go back to classes until this increase is cancelled. So we've been, like I said, in front of the buildings, but also if the classes are going on, we are at the classrooms with the pickets. If classes start, we would go in with musical instruments and songs and stuff, and we basically disrupt classes. The whole idea is that these decisions for strike has been arrived at in general assemblies, in democratic general assemblies, so it applies to all the students.
And so students have really shut down business as usual.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and it's very visible, and there's security everywhere. They are trying to, like, make sure that, like, nothing disruptive happen, I guess. So we are facing a lot of police repression as well, not so much on the campus, but overall on Montreal streets. And on campus, it's security. Like, sometimes they would come in the class with us, and then they are just there, you know, so, like, intimidating students, basically.
You briefly mentioned how student unions of the different departments are taking are making the decision to strike through general assemblies. Tell us more about the general assemblies. How large have they been?
It has been widespread. They're happening at all levels, at department levels, whether the department is small, like mine, which is like 100 students, and larger departments, like 1,600 students. So at all levels, there are general assemblies, and that's department, no matter the size. And then there are general assemblies at faculty level. For example, fine arts students, they had their own general assembly, and there are about 2,800, and graduate faculty of engineering and computer science, they had their own general assemblies, and there have been multiple general assemblies. First ones, we often have two general assemblies. One is more informational, so people get a chance to discuss and debate and get an idea of what's going on, or what the hike means, why should we be striking, and what it means once we strike. So, like, the whole spectrum of the debate, and then after that we've had strike general assemblies. So this has happened almost at every level, these two levels of general assemblies. So that was at department, faculty, and then we also had it at overall graduate level, which is GSA, for I'm a member of Graduate Student Association. So at that level, as well as at CSU level, which is the umbrella union representing all undergrad students of Concordia.
And general assemblies aren't typical in most universities in Canada within the student union general practice. How did it come about that general assemblies have really taken off as the main way for making that decision?
I guess at Concordia, at least, we've tried doing that since last February. We had kind of a joint undergrad and grad, or simultaneous undergrad and grad general assemblies on Valentine's Day, actually. So we tried to make it festive. So it was more like we are doing a love-in for education. So we tried to get people out like that, and that worked very well. So everybody had, like, hearts on them, red hearts and stuff like that. So that was the first initiation at Concordia of kind of bringing back or like having these general assemblies. And like you said, we don't have the tradition of having general assemblies, like, unlike French schools, where, like, it's a normal affair. Everything happens there in consultation with students in these assemblies. So we did that, and then on November 10th, when there was one of the largest demonstrations, when 200,000 students were on strike and about 30,000 were on the streets protesting these increases, we had another general assembly. So we kind of slowly started this tradition, and then for strikes, it was very, very grassroots. So we started with a friendly associations, which is to say that when association execs themselves were involved in fighting the hike, so all we wanted them to do is call a general assembly. We wanted a dialogue with the students, and we wanted this to come from students. It was never top down. So these associations, one of the leading ones was Women's Studies. It's in an institute called Simone de Beauvoir, Institute, and it's on women's and sexuality studies. They were the ones who took lead, and they actually released a statement in support of the student movement and against the tuition hikes, because the tuition hikes are sexist, classist, and racist, because women are affected more than men, people of color are affected more than let's say, they are white Caucasian people, and people of lower class are more affected than, obviously, those who have money and don't care, paying like the 1625 more. So they released a statement that was a big push for everyone, and it was coming from Concordia, so it was close to us. in women's studies. So first they had this general assembly, and they decided that they're going to have a strike general assembly within 2 weeks. And then there were other associations who were interested, and they were not even execs. I think women's studies were the only ones that was really coming from like execs saying, okay, we are going to have general assembly. But everywhere else, it was a small mobilization groups per department. They would go talk to exec, but also they would go in classes and announce that we need to get together and discuss. So even though there was no tradition, we were just saying we need to have this dialogue. I think that was very important. And we talked about direct democracy and how they get to make decisions for themselves. And then if you don't show up, it means that you are either, you know, like saying that what everybody decides is okay for you, or that you just don't care. So that helped a lot, this mobilization, very, very grassroots mobilization and one-on-one discussions.
Tell me, most of Concordia and McGill student strike votes have been following those of the CEGEPs and Francophone universities. What challenges has the Concordia Mobilization Squad and other Anglo student groups had in building the strike?
I guess one major challenge we are facing is that there are two. One is people don't believe that strike is effective, that it's the best means of getting our demands heard. We have had a lot of research done, and a lot of information is circulating that shows that 6 out of 8 general strikes in Quebec have been effective, and that's one reason why the tuition is so low in Quebec. But not everybody buys that, or they don't. I don't know why, but people are skeptic whether the strikes will work or not. So we are working on this. So there is a lot of back and forth and dialogue. So that's something we are doing when we are on strike. We are trying to have workshops. And there are speakers coming to kind of elaborate more on these aspects, not only that high hike is detrimental or it's harmful for us in terms of accessibility, but also why these tactics would work. So that's one side. The other side is about some people questioning the legitimacy of general assemblies. I think it's more about the fact that what they say is like there's a differentiate between strikers and non-strikers. They say, okay, if you want to be on strike, it's okay, don't attend classes, but let us continue with our classes. So, and then there's this whole exercise of saying the General Assembly is binding on the association if it follows certain rules, rules of your constitution about quorum, about the notice period, so everybody knows about it and everybody has a chance to come express themselves. So I think that's what I would say, and if I can say that, I think McGill has similar issues about representation, that people question whether general assemblies that sometimes have 50% attendance, 50%, how do you say that? You know, like 50% of the association comes in general assemblies, but sometimes it's very low, like 5%. Yeah, so that's something we are having to work with, and that's a big challenge.
According to the main strike website, Bloc on la Hausse or Stop the Hike, there were 135 student unions on strike representing almost 200,000 students. What do you think the movement will have to do to win once the momentum behind growing the numbers of strikers actually slows down?
I think the idea is to build it up to continue the pressure, and the whole idea of being on strike is one, put pressure, but also it frees up time for us to do all kinds of creative and innovative actions to get government's attention and make sure they negotiate with us. There is one march organized tomorrow. Let me just see exact title. It's basically a march that says that it affects all of us. So the community will be there. There are unions who have already given statements in support of our of the strike, of student strike. Major unions of Quebec, CSN, FTQ, and CSQ, I believe. So on tomorrow, it will be we've invited all community groups, people, families, to show that this fight is not only about students; it affects everyone. Because and the whole idea why we are saying that that the hike shouldn't go on, and any extra funding that is required should go through the tax dollars, to say that education is not an individual good. Like, it's not, if somebody is getting a university education, it's not only for their own good, but it's for the good of the society. So tomorrow's march, for example, would show that the society supports us. All facets of society support us.
I think we'll have to leave it there, Rushdie, but thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Rushdie Mehreen is a graduate student and organizes with the Strike Committee of the Concordia University Mobilization Squad.